Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Ange with your ADM Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland Ambulance Service launched a new project in 2024 called 000 Telephony Refresh, and that was designed to modernise the call delivery system, ensuring emergency calls are answered more reliably. The project was initially set for completion this December, however, due to the war in Iran and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, necessary parts for the upgrade have been delayed, leading to the new expected completion date, March 2027. A spokesperson reassured Queenslanders, saying, quote, current 000 operations will not be impacted by the project's extension.
Central Queensland University has been forced to pay $1.3 million in unpaid wages to more than 1,000 staff. The underpayments date back to the 2012 enterprise agreement and have only come to light since being reported to the Fair Work Ombudsman after discrepancies were found in 2023. The figure is equivalent to an average of about $1,250 per staff member, with at least one employee reportedly being underpaid over $63,000. The university has blamed a poorly set up payroll system with heavy reliance on manual processes. Since, CQU has signed an enforceable undertaking with the Ombudsman, which includes commitments to regular audits and improvements to payroll systems.
In national news, just 3 months after officially opening, the brand new $19.8 million kitchen and bakery at the Risdon Prison Complex has been shut down. CPSU organiser Adam Gore spoke on Y, saying, quote, the floor is not up to the required standard for wear and tear in a commercial kitchen that sees 850-odd people fed every day. Due to the previous kitchen having been decommissioned, staff have had to source an external contractor from Victoria to provide meals for prisoners, costing the prison upwards of $90,000 a week.
After considering the prices to set up portaloos at their site on Kangaroo Island, friends Alex Craig and Paul Graham came up with a dangerous yet inventive solution. The duo built a homemade barge complete with an outhouse and a barbecue to transport them through the ocean between Cape Jervis and their destination. They explained their actions, saying, quote, we basically wanted an old school retro outhouse at Dunny, so we went for it and stuck a 9-horsepower Johnson on it and sailed it over. Their unique transport took approximately four hours to make the usually 45-minute journey, and although surprised by the attention it brought, Mr. Graham said it would not be their final adventure.
In international news, French lawmakers approve a social media ban for children under 15. Both chambers of parliament voted in favour of the measure. France is now the first country in the European Union to pass a blanket ban on social media platforms due to the growing concerns of parents, carers, and experts over the harmful effects of digital content on children. The measure is a flagship of French President Emmanuel Macron's second term. The legislation is one of the final major measures adopted under Macron's presidency. Macron plans to have the bill take effect at the start of the new school year in September, and the bill will also ban the use of mobile phones in high schools. Macron stated that, quote, France is leading the way in Europe in protecting our children and our teenagers. We will keep on going.
For your weather today, Brisbane is preparing for a shower or two. It's currently 15.3 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. There is no fire rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for your 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.